Welcome back. You're listening to This Week on RTE Radio 1 with Justin McCarthy. The UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak has said that claims his government's Rwanda plan is causing an influx of migrants to Ireland shows that its deterrent effect is working. Last week, the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, said that more than 80% of people seeking asylum in Ireland were entering the country through Northern Ireland. Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the UK proposal to send migrants to Rwanda if they enter the UK illegally from other safe countries was driving people in fear of being deported across the border from Northern Ireland into the Republic. On Sky News this morning, the UK Prime Minister was asked about those comments by presenter Trevor Phillips.
Ireland's Deputy Prime Minister says that many of the people who are coming across in these boats are finding their way into Ireland. Are we simply exporting the problem now? Is that the deterrent?
My focus is on the United Kingdom and securing our borders. But what that comment illustrates is a couple of things. One, that illegal migration is a global challenge, which is why you're seeing multiple countries talk about doing third country partnerships, looking at novel ways to solve this problem, and I believe will follow where the UK has led. But what it also shows, I think, is that the deterrent is, according to your comment, already having an impact,
right?
Because people are worried about coming here, and that demonstrates exactly what I'm saying.
That was the UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak speaking on Sky News this morning. Tomorrow, the Justice Minister Helen McEntee will hold talks with the UK Home Secretary James Cleverly in London, where the issue of immigration is expected to be discussed. Well, we can talk now to George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times. Good afternoon, George. George, on Friday, Downing Street said that it was too early to jump to conclusions about the impact of the Rwanda policy on Ireland. Today, it seems Rishi Sunak is suggesting that his policy is affecting Ireland.
Yeah, you've got a sense with the Prime Minister on the airwaves this morning, grasping at the comments made by the Deputy Taoiseach, with some not relief, I suppose, because there's a lot of scepticism in the UK about whether this Rwanda policy will actually have any real effect and deterrent effect. And the idea that maybe some people are leaving the UK, heading across the border into Ireland, that's allowed Rishi Sunak to say, well, it's having some sort of effect. People are worried about being deported to Rwanda. Now, obviously, that's going to strain relations between the UK and Ireland. But frankly, Rishi Sunak's got a much bigger problem on his plate at the moment, which is getting re-elected. And he will basically seize on anything, I think, to try to convince voters in the UK that his Rwanda policy is working.
So are the Irish government's vocal concerns about the Rwanda policy, are they actually helping Rishi Sunak in a way, because they might tend to show that his plan is effective?
I think that's exactly what's happening, because look, they've been talking about sending people to Rwanda for 2 years now. The legislation's finally on the statute book. There have been no flights yet. Famously, there have been more Home Secretaries from the UK going to Rwanda than migrants. We still don't know exactly when the first flights of migrants are going to take place. There's a whole load of scepticism in the UK about whether this policy will have the deterrent effect that the Prime Minister claims. So actually, this is the first practical sign that he can point to that actually, you know, some migrants are worried about the prospect of being deported to Rwanda. Now, it's not enough, obviously, to stop them coming across the English Channel. The numbers are up 20% year on year. But the idea that maybe some of them are actually crossing the border into Ireland and therefore, you know, crudely, the problem is being outsourced to another country, is something I think that he seems to be seizing on.
And tomorrow we have a meeting between the Irish Justice Minister, Helen McEntee, and the UK Home Secretary, James Cleverly. How is the UK government likely to respond to the concerns being raised by the Irish government about the Rwanda policy?
Well, I think you'll see James Cleverly, the UK Home Secretary, rehearsing the same kind of lines that Rishi Sunak was talking about this morning, that this just goes to show it's everyone's problem, it's a global problem, it's a problem for Ireland as much as it is for the UK. And no doubt they will be discussing the open border between Ireland and the North. And sort of, I'm sure both sides will be confirming their intention to make sure it remains an open border. And I expect there'll be a lot of hand-wringing from the British side. But frankly, as I said, we're coming into an election period in the UK. And the legitimate concerns that Helen McEntee will be putting forward at that meeting tomorrow, I suspect will be subsidiary to the overarching political need of the British government, the Conservative government, to get re-elected in a few months' time.
You mentioned you're heading into an election period. There's a lot of speculation that election might be called, perhaps even in the coming days. And Rishi Sunak was asked about that on Sky News this morning, said his working assumption is that the election would be in the second half of this year. But he didn't rule out a July election either. So what are your own thoughts on whether it would make sense for him to pull the trigger now at a time when questions are being asked about whether he is the right person to lead his party into the next election?
Well, you're right. There were rumours sweeping around Westminster last week that an election could be called imminently, probably in July. To be honest, I'm a bit sceptical about this. I think this has been put around possibly by people close to Sunak to try to keep his own party in line, because what's going to happen next week, there is a set of local elections on Thursday, May the 2nd. The Conservative Party is expected to get completely battered in those elections. And there's been speculation that Conservative MPs might then launch an attempted coup against Sunak to try and remove him before the election to present us with our fourth Conservative Prime Minister in a single parliament. I mean, it just seems incredible, really. But there are some people in the Conservative Party talking like that. And so the idea of an imminent general election could be seen as a useful way of keeping his party in line. My guess is still that he'll try to hold on till the autumn when he hopes that some better economic news will come through. If he does have a summer election, frankly, it will be an act of absolute desperation. The Tories are currently 25 points behind Labour in the opinion polls.
George, thank you very much for your analysis today. That's George Parker, political editor with the Financial Times.